I love them a lot.
No more slam dance until dawn. Now at nine, we start to yawn. No more shock for anarchy. Now we rock AARP. Hey. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. We're the GOP. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Grumpy old punks. No more mohawks on our heads. Now bald scalps are sunburned red. No more dealers make our score. Now our drug is liquid.
move that again? Oh, it made a nice sound.
It did make a nice sound. Moving my mic. Good morning. Good afternoon. It is a beautiful day in the Mission, as always. You're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. We're here every Saturday from 12 to 2, or, you know, 12:04, 12:15,
12:30, 12:35.
You know, the list goes on.
Sometime between that range.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento.
We're happy to be here today. We're not very thematic, I would say, today. We're kind of taking it as we go. We started out with, as DJ Lento said in the car, Starfucker. What was the name of that song?
Beautiful Stranger.
Beautiful Stranger. This mic is making that sound again.
Yeah, don't move it.
Okay. Oh, I thought you wanted me to.
No.
And yeah, we're just getting ourselves settled. Got to get some caffeine in us. Got to figure out what we're going to eat. Probably pupusas today. DJ Lento has his arms outstretched, enjoying the beautiful sunshine as it doesn't seep in through our windows, but it reflects off the cars outside.
Did somebody tag the window up here, or am I imagining it?
I don't see a tag on the window.
Up there. Menso?
I do see a tag on the window. I don't know how long that's been there. I've never noticed it before.
I never noticed it either.
Yeah. Let us know if you know.
It's probably those rowdy folks that go to make a room.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
They're also putting some cards on the thing outside. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, that happens every week, but
what's going on? This is total anarchy.
We've been waiting for this.
No!
We're going to keep it moving, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just yapping.
We're just yapping away. I don't have the most energy to yap today.
It's okay. I just want to say we had a very fruitful conversation this morning with some folks here at the radio. Some news coming up, but it's going to be a surprise.
We can't wait.
This is a beautiful spot, and white and red is the colors of Bari.
Ah.
Like football club.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
I would have thought it would be a little more Mediterranean colors.
No, bianco, rosso, e nero. Because
just like
the mascot is like a rooster.
Radio Valencia.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, enough yapping. Let's get this started. What are we going to listen after?
Right now we're going to put on Gorillaz featuring Little Dragon with Empire Ants.
Oh, yeah, and I want to play some Little Dragon, too.
All right, let's do it.
We discover much older than we thought they were.
Yeah, formed in the 90s. I did not realize that. Because yesterday this song came on. Actually, we were right next door at Pasta Supply Co. Shout out,
very good lasagna.
Very good lasagna, very good zuppa.
Oh, la zuppa toscana.
Zuppa toscana.
La zuppa toscana.
As they'd say in Firenze.
E toscana.
But yeah, we were there yesterday and that song came on. We were like, oh, this is such a good song. And I was like, this one's definitely on Plastic Beach. But I was like, because I don't know if Little Dragon was around in 2005 when Demon Days came out. And then we looked into it, and it was from Plastic Beach. But Demon Days actually came out, you know, I think that they were formed in like 1992 or 1996, Little Dragon. So they could have possibly been on that record, but I don't believe that they were. All right, let's get this going.
All right.
Freaks to the Front, RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission.
Ooh. all around you out here.
was going to say, can we not talk? Because I just walked back in the door. But
let's put you on the spotlight.
Okay.
DJ Lesta.
What's the question?
So, did you know Little Dragon was is actually from Sweden?
Mm. I didn't, but so are Viagra Boys.
So is Meshuga.
Oh, yes, that's true. The band that you had a fake shirt.
A bootleg shirt.
A bootleg shirt, and they were like, nice shirt.
Nice shirt.
That's definitely not
for our merch.
Our merch.
Yeah, but in my defense, I bought a shirt at that show, and it was like 2007, which is when this album came out, by the way. This Little Dragon album came out, and I forgot the name. But yeah, I was just reading their
bio.
They are from Gothenburg, Sweden.
All right.
Blah blah blah. Anyway, they're it's called Little Dragon.
Ah, a self-titled, a good old self-titled.
Good old self-titled, yeah. But, interesting. They formed in 1996, but they never released anything like a full-length until 2007.
Really?
That's what it looks
like. Okay, well then, in my defense of not thinking that they were on Demon Days.
That's true. But anyway, that was Turn Left from their self-titled album. Since we are in the vibe, I was thinking maybe we can play some Stereolab after this.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And it's another band I would love to see live. They are touring again, apparently. They also have a new record, I think. I don't know, lots of doubts this morning.
Lots of
self-doubts.
Self-doubts, lack of knowledge.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I'm in therapy now. That's all good.
You can talk about this next week.
It's all good. But yeah. Sound effects are back.
Ah.
Well.
Or are they?
In a minute. We'll be right back.
thing where the pleasure feeds the taste of you.
What do you think this was? Guess, because you'll never guess.
Well, I'll never guess then. I literally have no idea.
This was Mac DeMarco.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
Yeah, but very different. This from, I think, his first album.
I thought it was a trick question, because you said I'd never guess.
Because it has a different sound.
I mean, sort of.
And the voice is very different. Anyway, I don't know why. While I was listening to this, I just remembered yesterday when we were out of Cafe Trieste.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this...
Shout out.
Shout out to Cafe Trieste. Also, I was talking to Katrina this morning, which is the lady that runs the FabMab.
Okay, awesome.
And I asked her, do you guys do punk karaoke? And she was like, we're working on it. Anyway, I want to go so bad. But yeah, shout out to the FabMab. And it's a beautiful spot. We've never been there, I think.
No.
Not yet.
We haven't.
But yeah, the reason
I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah, but we were outside Cafe Trieste, and there was this dude outside, kind of like talking to himself. But he looked at me several times and said, you don't know nothing about... No, you don't know shit about Bob Dylan or John Lennon.
That's true.
Just completely...
That was really funny.
Unprompted. And I just thought it was very... It was an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the vibe... I think I picked the vibe for today.
Okay.
And it's because of this new page I'm following that I'm in love with. It's called Napoli Swan. Which means Napoli sonno, which like Naples
dreams.
And
oh, but...
Like just
swan,
sleeping.
Napoli... Swan.
Swan is just the
play.
No. It's just the dialect. So basically, I see. I don't know who's curating this page, but it's a bunch of pictures from Naples, like the city, like the
in
old
Italy.
City.
Naples, city. Florida.
No. The real Napoli.
Napoli.
And, but they are like edited, I think probably with some AI or some, it's a sort of a collage. But they're edited in a way that they look kind of like in a dreamy state, like in a dream state. So it's like Naples, but in a dream state.
Mm.
And it's so interesting. It's very, I think, you know, inspired by, I think, Twin Peaks sort of imagery.
Oh, but I saw, you haven't shown me this yet.
Yeah, it's so, I don't know, I recently discovered it, and it's a very... I don't know. It's really cool aesthetic because it's kind of decadent a little bit, like a little bit decaying beauty.
Decadent means something different than that.
What does it
decadent
mean?
Decadent means like fancy and over the top.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Decaying, that's what
decaying.
I mean. Decaying beauty,
mm-hmm.
But mixed with this dreamy vibe. And just to give an example, you know that people... hang their clothes on the balcony and like between even buildings.
Yeah, like very sort of Aladdin style if you're trying to picture it.
And there was this picture I saw I liked this morning that it was a Pegasus, like a winged horse.
A Pegasus.
Pegasus.
Uh-huh.
Sort of trapped in the in the clothes.
Okay. Like, you're going to have to show me.
I'll show you because it's very interesting. I don't know even how to explain that, but very cool. Napoli Suono. Go check it out. It's on the famous social network that we can't name.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's not name it. Let's not name it and give anybody any
credit. Okay. But very good. Very good page. Go check it out. So, in the theme of that, we're just going to play some dreamy, decaying stuff.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking for today, too.
Perfect.
I was taking a quick break, or, you know, we were taking a quick sort of playing several songs in a row without talking, because I was sweeping the studio, and I really would like to request, actually, that... people stop trashing it. I feel like there's so much trash in here all the time and that people are just like bringing in random shit and I don't know where it's coming from, but there's just stuff all over the place. Yeah, but it's like really non-punk shit that I'm finding.
Like what?
Like
credit cards.
Well, yeah, that
gold
that's
rings.
Especially non-punk. There's just like, I mean, it's just trash. It's and it looks like there was a card game being played sometime recently that the cards not you know, playing cards, but some other type of cards with like musicians and characters and stuff on them. The cards ended up like all outside of this of the station on the windows, and I thought that maybe because there's always a line outside the makeout room, like that might have been where they came from, but they were all over the place inside the studio too. So I don't know. I just feel like a lot of times we come in here and there's just like there's just trash everywhere, and we don't have a trash can because there's not because you know nobody's responsible for taking it out except for the people who you know generate
okay,
the trash.
Mom,
I want us to respect the space in a punk way, but still respect the space. So that is my kind request to folks.
Shout out to all the folks here that trash the studio.
Shout out to the folks who also sweep it up. All right, let's keep it moving. We got some dreamy, decaying...
Napoli's one.
Napoli's one.
We'll play some stuff from Napoli. But before, since... yeah, whatever. This is a French band, out of context.
No, I don't think that this is
but
very...
But they have kind of this...
I think that this is a bit of a dreamy song. I don't
That's
think that
true.
You
That's
necessarily
true.
Are thinking about what song it is, but...
No. I was trying to make a parallel with Stereolab, that the other song was in... the one we listened to, Miss Modular, was in French, and always... Like, La Femme is France, from France.
Yes.
Okay, that was all I had to say about it.
Well, then let's start playing.
Yeah.
About these little things who corrupt your life.
says relax.